Hey, it's Evan. Before we start today's show, I want to tell you about an exciting opportunity at RAND's Graduate School. We're launching a new Master of National Security Policy program. This is a one academic year program that equips students with the skills to grow or launch their careers as foreign and national policy practitioners, researchers, and more. All academic backgrounds are welcome. Students in our new master's program will learn from leading experts who are shaping national security issues. They'll gain real-world insights from faculty working with the White House, the Pentagon, and U.S. intelligence agencies. Students will conduct research and analysis on critical national security challenges, and they'll develop expertise in important topics like the defense acquisition process, national strategy, and space policy. Full-time and part-time options are available to support your schedule. We have campuses in the Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles areas, and we offer generous scholarships. So if you're ready to join a new generation of national security policy experts, or if you know someone who might be interested, then check out our new Master of National Security Policy program at rand.org/national security. Again, that's rand.org/national security. Okay, here's today's show.
You're listening to Policy Currents, a weekly podcast from RAND. I'm Deanna Lee.
And I'm Evan Banks. Today, as world leaders prepare for the NATO summit in Washington, we're bringing you a special episode on the Western Alliance. It's July 8th.
The NATO summit kicks off in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. It's a historic moment, with the alliance celebrating its 75th anniversary, and facing both promise and peril as it looks toward the future. In recent weeks, RAND experts have been weighing in on all things NATO, including how the alliance can improve its approach to human security, considerations for extending NATO membership to Ukraine, planning for a future shaped by climate change, and much more. You can dig deeper into all our NATO resources at rand.org. But we'll spend most of today's episode discussing what RAND researchers said when we asked them two questions. What's one challenge facing NATO today? And what's one opportunity that the alliance could seize to help secure its future?
Let's start with the challenges. Our experts covered a lot of ground, which speaks to the complexity of today's global security environment. Some researchers emphasized the need to address Russian aggression, both in the short term and long term. Defense analyst Hunter Stoll noted that China is supporting and modernizing the Russian military-industrial complex, and a Russian war industry backed by Beijing's capacity and production will challenge NATO's support to Ukraine in the long run. And even as Russia continues to work to rebuild its military, senior policy researcher Michel Grisey said, quote, "A partially reconstituted Russian military will pose a significant threat and potentially a more unpredictable threat to NATO interests." And according to Samuel Cherup, distinguished chair in Russia and Eurasia policy, the long-term challenge of dealing with Russia after the war in Ukraine is over could be a much more complex endeavor for NATO than supporting Ukraine during the war.
Some of our experts noted that the most serious challenges facing the alliance may be internal. Arguably, said Raphael Cohen, director of the Strategy and Doctrine Program in RAND Project Air Force, the greatest challenge to NATO today comes from within the alliance, particularly rising populism and publics that continue to question the value of the alliance. Similarly, Alan Stolberg, a defense analyst, said that some allies have moved away from the original April 1949 NATO tenets of liberal democracy and cohesive support for each other, and toward autocracy and support for the global South. The result has been fractured decision-making. Senior researcher Anna Dowd added that cohesion is key to the future of the alliance. Quote, "If NATO is to effectively prepare for the return of great power competition, it will need a greater sense of unity to promote decisive action."
Other significant challenges highlighted by RAND researchers include the need to adapt and integrate new technology. Anka Agaki, a defense policy analyst, said, quote, how NATO integrates emerging technologies, including AI, space, and unmanned aerial vehicles, in its military architecture will determine its future warfighting edge and its successful transformation. Getting it right at scale, at speed, and in time will be critical. And finally, Kyle Ann Hunter, director of the RAND Women, Peace, and Security Initiative, discussed the importance of integrating gender perspectives into all NATO operations in a meaningful way. That means moving beyond the approach of, quote, add women and stir, she said.
As for NATO's opportunities, there are many. James Black, Assistant Director of Defense and Security for RAND Europe, said that there is much more that NATO could be doing in partnership with the EU to bolster resilience and preparedness. Quote, this is essential in an age of growing state threats, climate change, and tech disruption. William Courtney, an adjunct senior fellow at RAND and former U.S. ambassador, also emphasized the importance of working closely with the EU. Ukraine, Courtney noted, has already benefited from combined EU and NATO efforts to marshal support amid its war with Russia. Bruce McClintock, who leads the RAND Space Enterprise Initiative, said that this week's summit presents a key opportunity to build on NATO's nascent space policy and structure. Caitlin Lee, director of the Acquisition and Technology Policy Program for the RAND National Security Research Division, said that the war in Ukraine has led to recognition that the United States needs to co-produce defense materiel quickly and at scale in the wartime theater. This will be a potentially decisive challenge to U.S. national security objectives in another key region, the Indo-Pacific.
Carl Mueller, senior political scientist, highlighted the significance of Russia's losses. Moscow will face challenges dealing with either defeat or victory, he said, and this gives NATO a window of opportunity to make major changes in its structure and defense plans. Clara de Latayad, a defense analyst at RAND Europe, focused on NATO's recent expansion. Quote, Finland's and Sweden's accessions as NATO members give the rest of the alliance an opportunity to learn from the two countries' whole-of-society approach to defense and resilience. This could help better prepare NATO citizens for today's threats. And finally, Barry Pavel, Vice President and Director of the RAND National Security Research Division, said that NATO should move away from the 2% of GDP measure, the amount that NATO members agree to spend on defense by 2024, to a more meaningful approach to measuring real burden sharing. That's just a sample of what our researchers had to say about NATO's challenges and opportunities. You can dive into all of the insights from our experts by visiting www.rand.org/NATO75.
A new RAND report out this week also focuses on strategic challenges facing NATO. The authors reviewed hundreds of past RAND publications to identify four key themes that are essential to the alliance. First, the need to provide effective deterrence and defense. This includes improving force generation, readiness, firepower, and logistics, and exploiting new technologies, all of which are especially important in light of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine and the prospect of a wider high-intensity conflict. Second, past RAND analyses have consistently highlighted the importance of the transatlantic bargain, the need for reciprocal commitments to collective defense on both sides of the Atlantic. Along the same lines, candid political talks among allies are essential to ensuring cohesion on the goals, means, costs, and benefits of collective NATO activities.
Third, NATO expansion. The alliance's collective security guarantee remains the most reliable and effective way to ensure a country's sovereignty and security. RAND's past research on NATO expansion suggests that the allies would benefit from offering Ukraine clarity on the conditions for its future NATO membership, as well as undertaking an assessment of the military requirements and costs of such a commitment. This week's summit, in fact, may be the right time to take such steps. Fourth, and finally, it is essential that NATO adapts its strategy and structures to meet changes in the security environment. In particular, findings from RAND research reveal important lessons on the value of partnerships. Partnerships are key for addressing potential risks to the alliance posed by technologies such as AI, as well as other complex challenges such as the threats posed by China. The authors emphasize that success in all four of these areas requires maintaining political cohesion and unity of purpose within the alliance. As the alliance today binds 32 nations together, they write, "It is a vivid reminder that unity among allies is the cornerstone of each nation's commitment to collective defense and the alliance's core values."
That's it for today's special episode. You can find all the research and insights we discussed today, plus even more NATO content, at www.rand.org/NATO75. And don't forget to follow us on social media, as we'll be focusing on NATO during this historic summit week. We'll be back this Friday with a regularly scheduled episode. We'll see you then. RAND is a nonprofit institution that helps improve policy and decision-making through research and analysis.